nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A two-part program today looking at different arts-related things in the community. Umpqua Valley Arts with a opening reception tomorrow and a number of new exhibits going on display. Ashley Kluver busily getting ready for it, but taking a break to join us. Ashley, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Absolutely.
So tell us about what is beginning tomorrow. Tell us all about it.
We have five brand new exhibits coming in. Every year we have about five different shows that we cycle through, and they contain five separate ones internally. This time we have Biology Risings, The Origins of Hope, by Julie Anderson Bailey in our main gallery. And this exhibit's really exciting because it's going to be a continuation of the different types of installation-based work we've been having in the galleries over the year. And her work specifically is exploring the vestiges of botanicals and bioluminescence woven through nature, and really taking a deep look at our relationship with the natural world through these installations.
Interesting. And now, is she a local person or from somewhere else?
Julie is local. We're very excited to have a local artist featured in this gallery for a solo exhibit.
All right. And now, has she displayed things with you before?
She's had some work in our gallery before through group shows. She's had another solo exhibit down in Gallery 2. Those were definitely very different works. They were more 2D, hanging on the wall. They were mixed media, but definitely traditional. This goes beyond that to part of her main practice. And so we're very excited to see how dynamic these works are.
Now, that's one part of what people can see beginning tomorrow afternoon. What's next?
We also have in the corridors works by Sean Edrington. This is a show called Unraveling Taxon, and it's a multi-year investigation into the intricate, increasingly critical relationship between humanity and insect ecology. So if somebody's afraid of bugs, it might be a little bit of a testy show. But fantastic prints. A lot of it is a lot of printmaking media, and we're very excited to have it in the corridor gallery.
All right. And now, of course, these shows, you've got several different places to display things, so I know we've got a few more to talk about.
Absolutely. So across from Julie's show in our Red Door Gallery, we have a group show of artists from Oregon, Idaho, and Washington. It's called Malleable, and it's featuring artworks that are made with soft sculpture materials. Materials like fiber, fabric. We have a piece that utilizes plastic as like trash bag. Let's see, what else do we have? We have works that utilize paper, for example. And a lot of these are meant to be an investigation of these softer materials that are a little bit different than more rigid traditional sculptural materials, and what those materials lend to the work and what kind of meaning they bring on their own. It's a very small show, a little bit more intimate, but we're super excited and honored to have the works.
And I see next you've got one with landscapes.
Yes, it's called Single Use Landscapes by Tyler Brumfield. And these are large scale photographic images. He's been making a lot of work that addresses the representation of land in the history of Western photography, specifically the commodification of nature through tourism. So that coupled with the rising frequency of climate disasters, the crippling effects that has on the ecosystem from the production, consumption, and discard of single-use plastics becomes a big focus in this work.
All right. That looks sounds pretty interesting. And one more.
Yes, we have Youth Pride down in Student Gallery. This is going to be a tremendous, tremendous example of artwork from our local youth in Douglas County. We have a broad array of paintings, sculptures, and different things from youth. It's in partnership with the Douglas County ESD and their Youth Pride group, which was an after-school opportunity that we offered in partnership with them.
All right, so all of this goes on display tomorrow. I imagine you've spent the past several days getting ready for all this.
Yes, it's been a little bit more relaxing today because we passed that installation day. But with all of the details, there's been quite a bit of work going on, and we're very excited. We're coming towards the end, so we can open our doors tomorrow from 4 to 7 for everybody.
So it begins tomorrow. Now, if somebody can come out between 4 and 7, I know a lot of it is pretty loosely structured, but what will be going on?
So we open the doors at 4. We'll have bites. There's going to be artists from all the different exhibits available to talk with people and kind of share about their work. We have 5:30 remarks. Those are presented by staff, and it just talks a little bit about the show and the planning that went into the show. And then we just kind of have the doors open, open house style, till 7. It's free to attend, and we always encourage it. But if anybody can't make it, the show is open for a while until August 15th.
So really, for pretty much most of the summer, and of course during the Summer Arts Festival as well. So, if people don't know, what are your regular gallery hours?
They're Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5. And then we have Saturdays from 10 to 3 if anybody who works that 9 to 5 Monday through Friday schedule wants to come and check out the galleries in a leisurely fashion.
And has that been working well to get some access for folks on Saturday?
Yeah, it's been a really great change to our schedule, and we're super excited we were able to implement it this year. We have a lot of people who happen to be there because soccer happens in the fields adjacent to us, and they love having a break from the soccer shenanigans and events and just to come in and view it. And we also have quite a few people who are traveling who come in as well. So it's been a really great change to accommodate those out-of-town people, plus the 9 to 5 crowd.
All right, perfect. So all of that at Umpqua Valley Arts on West Harvard and Roseburg. Let's see here. We are just about in June, which means, oh my goodness, a summer arts festival just a few weeks away, dare I say it?
My gosh, dare you say it. yes, we're in full planning mode, and we're doing a lot of things from finalizing the vendors and details around their placement to finalizing the entertainment. Most of it's pretty well set, but we still got some things that we got to wrap up. And then as we run into June, it's going to be doing our call for volunteers. We have a lot of different positions in the event that support the festival overall, and we're always super grateful for anybody who wants to step up and support it through being booth setters, helping to monitor our alcohol around the food court. There's so many different ways that you can get involved. And if you are curious about that, you can check it out by giving a call to Lori Wick, our volunteer membership coordinator, and she'll be happy to talk to you about how to sign up for your time slots and your jobs that you would be interested in.
Well, I know it really does take a lot of people, not just to get this thing set up, but to have it happen for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it definitely does. We are a small but mighty team of maybe 4 to 5 people on average. And so all of the extra support that we get from volunteers really is what helps make the magic happen.
And again, what are the dates for the Summer Art Festival?
The 26th, the 27th, and the 28th of June.
So that is literally just over 4 weeks away.
You keep saying it's so around the corner, and it just keeps making me cringe.
Yeah, it's that time of year. And as we kind of round the corner into June here over the weekend, a lot of things are kind of starting to kick into the mode of just about being ready to happen. It takes a lot to do all of this. And I know you've got membership opportunities for people if they want to support your work. How do they do that?
They can definitely do that through a variety of means beyond membership, but memberships are a really great way to just be involved and be part of the Umpqua Valley Arts community for sure. You can do that by contacting Lori Wick, because she does our membership coordinator as well. You can also go to our website. Underneath our main menu at the top, there's a Get Involved tab, and underneath that, there's a submenu that includes a membership page. And if you click on that, you can go learn more about what it entails to become a member and what the benefits are.
All right, Ashley Kluber from Umpqua Valley Arts. Again, the new exhibition's open tomorrow. Ashley, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Kyle.
1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.